Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, it's 9:51, a few minutes left here with Jason Smith. He's the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, joins us the third Thursday of each month, and we've been talking about growth and ways to achieve that, and I know that's an ongoing thing here for the Chamber, Jason, but tell us specifically, what are you guys doing to try to increase and attract talent here to our community?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about the labor challenges right now. And while we are experiencing sort of an unusual, I think, challenge as it relates to workforce, we do have long-term challenges aside from this the pandemic issues in terms of some of our employers being able to attract and retain the right kind of talent to the community. And eventually, that costs you opportunities for jobs, particularly in today's environment, which allows companies, and we have them in Manhattan, who will say, look, we're going to hire the best person. If that person lives in Chicago or Atlanta or Dallas, we're not going to make them move here. We can let them work from there. And I think COVID has shown that that can happen. So we need to be very proactive in how we help our employers attract and retain talent. That was a big part of our of Region Reimagined that of course was released a couple of years ago, which is our community's economic development strategy. We brought on last fall a full-time talent coordinator who spends her time trying to connect people looking for jobs, people graduating from universities, people separating from the military to our employers in the community looking for talent. And she has done a great job early on. It's obviously been extremely challenging during COVID, but she participated in nearly 30 job and career fairs, most of which were virtual in the spring, representing Manhattan, just to talk about, you should move to Manhattan. Here's all the things that are great about Manhattan. But then she also had a series of jobs from our local employers that were available that she could present to those individuals as well. And again, in a very challenging situation, she had one-on-one conversations with over 200 upcoming graduates from 28 different institutions in the region. I think it's about a four-state area. The next step for us is we are working on a new toolkit that we will be launching this summer that we hope will be a strong aid to our local HR professionals as they target people for positions to not only work on attracting that individual who they're trying to get to go to work for them, but also their spouse or their significant other or their family, and branding Manhattan in a way that we all understand is a cute, a wonderful quality of life. But I don't know that we have portrayed that online and in documents as well as we could have. As I've said before, Manhattan is much greater than Google would indicate. And so I think we need to do a better job of telling that story. And we'll be launching that toolkit this summer. And we're real excited about that. And then we'll be working on some kind of a jobs board. We're not real sure exactly what that'll look like, but trying to get particularly the larger employers who have multiple openings and kind of pull that together in one place so that as people are looking for jobs, maybe if they're coming in from out of town, they'll have a better understanding about who in the community is hiring. We're not going to replace jobs boards, or we're not going to replace what's done at the one-stop centers. I think all we're trying to do is give people interested in moving to Manhattan for whatever reason an idea of what the job market looks like, and then direct them to other resources that are already established in the community to be able to find those employment opportunities. Because like I said, at the end of the day, we can't attract jobs without showing that we can attract the kind of workers that those companies need. Obviously, I think we've seen now we can't grow our retail base, our hotel base, our restaurant base if they don't have enough people to go to work. So we have to be better at attracting people here and convincing people to stay here after graduation or stay here after they separate from the military and or retire. So we're excited about those opportunities, and Amber Wilhelm is our new talent coordinator, and she's doing an outstanding job, and we think that she's the right person to represent us in that field, and I think we're going to see a lot of advancements in that over the next 2 to 3 years.
You know, one thing we need is testimonials, and I can tell you firsthand. Last weekend I had a graduation party. One of my best friends from high school talked to me about, would you ever consider, because I'm from Kansas City, would you ever consider, finding a job and moving back towards Kansas City? And I said, I don't think so. My roots are planted here in Manhattan now, and I love it out here, and it's a couple hours away. It's not that far to go to Kansas City. I think hearing those kind of stories, really kind of helps people understand why we chose Manhattan, and I'm sure there's more people like me who think that way.
Yeah, I feel like you've been sneaking in and looking at our strategies. They will be built around testimonials from just average, normal, everyday Manhattanites and the things that they love about Manhattan and why they're here and why they stay. And so that is a lot more genuine than trying to come up with the right language or come up with the right slogan. What we want to do is have people hear from other people who moved here and are staying here and why they choose to make Manhattan their home. So yeah, I feel like maybe you've gotten a preview of our strategy, but if not, that obviously we've hit the right mark on that.
Well, no, I have not seen it. So that's cool to know that, I can tell you firsthand, I love it out here. The Flint Hills really makes a big part of that. And seeing, especially this time of year when it's so green out there, going south of Manhattan, just taking a look over the prairie, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and I think unexpected for people who have never been here, and just think of Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma as the Great Plains, and it's flat, and there's beauty in that too. Mm-hmm. I grew up on the Great Plains, but yeah, it's unexpected, and the beauty of the Flint Hills is something to behold, and again, I'm not sure we've done a great job of telling that story, and finding those kind of things online is incredibly difficult, and so we have to do a better job, and it starts with the chamber, and that's our primary function, is to to talk to people about why being in Manhattan and shopping in Manhattan and working and putting your business here is important. And is the right choice, and so we're going to take that on, and we're excited about where that's going to lead.
All right, sounds good. Well, Jason, we're out of time here on the show, but always a pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to talking to you again next month.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Again, that's Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Good show today. Coming up tomorrow, we've got a busy lineup. We've got John Jobe from K-State Research and Extension. We'll have Jamie Ramsey in from the Senior Center, Deb Watkins from the Animal Shelter, and we're also going to talk with K-State Director of Bands Frank Trace about an upcoming event that he has.